This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, August 2, Dorcas. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 9. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat." Immediately, Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please, come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them, alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. Dorcas was often busy making clothing for others to wear. When she died, the local widows stood around Peter, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made for them. She obviously had taken to heart the law of Moses that said, "If any of your fellow Israelites become poor and are unable to support themselves among you, help them." That was in the days before Social Security and welfare. It's good that there are some safety nets in society today to make sure that people who are poor don't slip through the cracks unnoticed. But there are some downsides to the system we have today. For example, people who have plenty of their own money are often not even aware of the poor. Many don't know any poor people. And the poor tend to sink into their own miserable neighborhoods, out of sight, out of mind. Some people who are well off even say, "Let the government take care of them." The Bible's teaching about poverty is hard to grasp if we have no heart to help the poor. It's hard to act upon if we are self-absorbed, paying no attention to folks who are struggling, or to people living in poorer parts of town. Our churches can help with programs to feed the hungry and to give shelter and job training to the homeless. But it all starts with having a heart of love, like Dorcas. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the example of Dorcas. Move us to meet and know and care about the people around us as you do. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.